Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
From DraftKings. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show, Trey Wingo. Trey, thanks for joining us here in Baltimore. Happy belated Happy New Year and all that good stuff to you and the family.
Bob, Vinny, same to you. Always good to be on with you guys. How are you guys?
Doing all right, Trey. And we'll start with the MVP of the league. I'm sure you've been asked this 5 bazillion times. We've talked about it 5,000 times. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. It's a regular season award, which is now completed. They might see each other next weekend, depending on the results of this one. But who is Trey Wingo's 2024 most valuable player?
Well, some are going to say this is a total cop-out, but I think I wanted to split it because I think that they both earned it. They both deserved it. Look, you could make the argument that Joe Burrow had a better season than any of them, but we all know how this goes. If they don't make the playoffs, I don't think Burrow is going to win the award. But, you know, Steve McNair and Peyton Manning split the award in either 2003 or 2004. And that was the first of Peyton's five. And I think this is a scenario where you could say, hey, you know, right down the middle. And I don't understand, like, even on DraftKings right now, Josh Allen is the favorite. And, you know, I get it, but I don't think his season is any better than what Lamar is doing. So I would really like to see it split.
All right. Now, the game's coming up this weekend. Baltimore and Buffalo are big favorites. If there's a possible upset, Steelers 9.5, Buffalo, what, 8.5, I think, right now, Trey. Where's the most likely upset coming from in those two games?
Well, listen, I would have to say it would be in the Steelers game because familiarity breeds contempt. And the other thing, look, Bo Nix and that defensive play, great. But as we all know, the record with rookie quarterbacks in the postseason, and Vinny knows this as well as anybody, as well as Bo's played, it's a different dynamic. It's a different situation. And you're always unsure how that young player is going to step up in that situation. So I feel a little more confident in the Bills' ability to get the job done. It doesn't mean I'm taking anything away from the Ravens, but you know these guys know each other so well, and you have it. You have first of all, it's hard for me to believe that the Steelers committed to having lost four straight. I mean, they've completely fallen apart. So there is no momentum there. But I would just say, just on the familiarity thing and having a team that has T.J. Watt and has some of these other things, I might lean that way, but I don't expect either one of these favorites to lose.
Hey, Trey, who's a bigger surprise being in the playoffs, the Chargers or Washington?
You know, I went out, Vinny, we always try and do this thing every year, right? It didn't happen this year. The worst to first thing, right? I think almost every season we've had the team go worst to first. And someone asked me who would be your worst to first pick this year. And I picked the Commanders because I really love Dan and I love the things he did in Dallas and the players he brought over on defense. And I saw Jaden when he played for my friend Herm Edwards at Arizona State. And Herm just raved about this guy's poise. So I would say in that situation, I know it sounds crazy because they have Justin Herbert, but they lost Keenan Allen. They lost Austin Eckler. I'm really impressed with the way Jim has got that Chargers team back in the postseason. So I was a little more surprised with that one because I wasn't sure how much there was left for Justin to work with. But, you know, Quentin Johnson's had some big drops this year, and they had the injury to J.K. Dobbins. So I think I'd be more surprised. I was more surprised if the Chargers made it, Benny.
Now, Trey, what about Sam Darnold and the Vikings? I mean, 2 weeks ago, the players were carrying him on their shoulders, pouring whatever on him in the locker room and everything. And then after this week, after the Detroit game, then you're like, whoa, is that the old Sam Darnold coming back? Who do you think shows up in the playoffs for Minnesota at the Rams Monday night?
Bob, you just nailed it. Nothing is more a description of how week-to-week this league is, right? What do they say in baseball? Momentum is as good as your next day starting pitcher. And I think that's the way it is in the NFL. Okay, what are we going to see from Sam? And Sam's had an unbelievable season. I do feel like there was just a confluence of events that really were against Minnesota in that game. You know, the Lions went on the road in that Monday night game and took care of business when they really had nothing to play for. And they're at home. Since the NFL went to seeding in the postseason in 1975, the Lions were, I think, one of five teams that had never had the number one seed. They got one of their best defensive players, linebacker Alex Anzalone, back for that one. I thought that was just – now, Sam didn't play well. I want to be clear. Sam had a couple of really, really bad possessions in the red zone and threw some balls high. But I just felt like they were kind of walking into a buzzsaw. And I don't want to take too much away from that because Vinny knows this as well as anyone. When you have that emotion, that fever pitch, and you have a team that's on the cusp of doing something they've never done before – it was going to be a tough spot for them one way or the other. So I expect Sam to play better. But I'll tell you, the Rams, they scare me a little bit as sort of an outlier in the NFC side of this thing. And you have a guy in Stafford who's in year 16, and he's playing maybe better than he's ever played. And when you have Puka doing the things he does, and they have so many rookies, you know, first playing so well on defense. The Rams are a team that I would be really, really worried about.
Hey, Trey, a team that I don't count out, and the Chiefs. Now, Trey, I mean, they didn't play good all season, but the last game of the season, they were awesome. You know, and they got Hollywood Brack and, you know, Pacheco. They've got their guys back, and they have a good defense. I think Kansas City is going to be tough to deal with throughout.
Benny, I am going to be the last one out on Kansas City of all time, okay? Like, I feel like the entire Chiefs season was like, can we just get here? Can we just get to where they are, right? And you mentioned their guys. What other team, and I really, Benny, I want to ask you this as a guy who's been in this league forever and has put teams together. What other team in the NFL could lose their top two wide receivers and their number one running back for a majority of the season and basically have one loss in games they were trying to win? It's just, yeah. I don't know if there's another team that could do that. When the Rams struggled earlier, like, oh, well, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp aren't there. So, of course, they're struggling. And people were always like, you know, Mahomes didn't have Rashee Rice, didn't have Pacheco, didn't have Hollywood Brown. People were like, what's wrong with the Chiefs? Well, no, it's the same thing. Yet they're still finding ways to win. I think the entire Chiefs season has been about, can we just get here? They know what they're playing for. Yeah. And just to put it in perspective about what we're seeing with this team. With Mahomes under center, the Chiefs are 15-3 in the postseason. One more win, and he'll have the same number of wins as Joe Montana had in his entire career in the postseason. And then the only person ahead of him is Brady. I think we're looking at a team, unfortunately, for a lot of teams in the AFC, that is on this historic pace. And I don't know, man. They're built for this. They were never the best team last year at all. Until they were in the postseason. And they played better this year for the most part, and they have exactly what they want. And there's no way they're not making it to at least the conference championship. And I would be shocked if they're not representing the AFC again in the Super Bowl.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Trey Wingo, DraftKings, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Trey, last thing for you. Got a bunch of rematches, obviously, in the wild card round. Washington at Tampa, Philly, Green Bay. Both games were season openers for all four. If a team's going to get revenge from the season opening loss, the most likely to do so, I know you said the Redskins weren't your more surprising playoff presence, but rejuvenated Baker Mayfield, banged up Philly at quarterback, maybe, and same with Green Bay. Who gets revenge, either Washington or Green Bay, if either one does?
Well, I'm not sure either one does because, I look, if Jalen is playing, the Eagles are just such a dominant team start to finish. And if he can't play, obviously that changes everything, right? That changes the dynamic. But I just love this Bucs team. Baker Mayfield on his fourth team. They were 4-6, guys, and he lost Godwin and Mike Evans. And they turned it around. They got it done. And I have so much respect for Baker, from being the number one overall pick to bouncing around. Remember when he was in Carolina, they had him on the scout team playing defensive end reps. I mean, and here he is doing what he's done now. And it's just amazing. So, listen, again, rookie quarterbacks, we'll see how it goes. If Hurts is healthy, I think nothing is stopping the Eagles in that game. And I just think Baker is – He's such a resilient little MF-er. I just love him, and he's so much fun. And I think the Bucs are going to be able to take care of business again.
Trey, what's happening at DraftKings today?
Oh, we're so excited about it, guys. We did the pregame power up show all season long on Monday and Thursday nights, and we'll be there doing the preview show every single round of the playoffs. We have one at 11:00 on Sunday. 11-12 on DraftKings Network, then again for the Monday night wildcard game, and throughout the entire postseason to the divisional round and the conference round, conference championship Sunday. And we'll be in New Orleans all week long doing shows Tuesday through Sunday on DraftKings Network. We're really looking forward to it.